This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, May 26th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. Technology that gets people to enjoy the real world. That's what Amazon Senior Vice President of Devices and Services David Limp says his division of the e-commerce giant is focused on. Robots to help out around the house, Kindles for reading. But what kind of underlying tech is needed to keep all those devices working like they should? And could those plans be derailed by antitrust concerns? At the Wall Street Journal's recent Future of Everything Festival, our senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern asked Limp about those issues and more. We'll have highlights from their conversation after these headlines. Officials in Texas say the gunman who killed 19 students and two teachers at an elementary school in the city of Uvalde wrote about his plans on Facebook just before the attack. In a press conference yesterday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said the messages were the first warnings of violence.
The first post was to the point of, he said, "I'm going to shoot my grandmother." The second post was, "I shot my grandmother." The third post, maybe less than 15 minutes before arriving at the school, was, "I'm going to shoot an elementary school."
A spokesman for Facebook's parent company Meta said on Twitter that the communications were private messages sent to another individual, not public posts. Turning to industry news, more cuts in the tech sector. Lyft is planning to slow its hiring and reduce the budgets of some of its departments. The ride-hailing company will also grant new stock options to some employees to make up for its eroding share price. Lyft shares have lost more than 60% of their value since the start of the year. The new measures were announced in a memo to staff this week from President John Zimmer. He said there were no plans for layoffs. Other tech businesses, including rival Uber, have taken similar moves amid cooling investor optimism for tech stocks. And Walmart and CVS will stop filling prescriptions for controlled substances ordered by clinicians working for the startups Cerebral and Done Health. As we've discussed on the show before, the telehealth services have come under scrutiny for their prescription practices around ADHD treatments. Cerebral didn't respond to a request for comment about Walmart's decision, but called CVS's decision unfortunate. Our reporter Rolf Winkler says the latest development could be a problem for Cerebral's growth plans.
When Cerebral said they were going to stop doing controlled substances, they didn't say they were going to stop doing all controlled substances. The next growth business for them that they're hoping to add is treatment for substance use disorder, in particular opiate addiction, treating that via telehealth. And you treat that with Suboxone, which is a Schedule 3 controlled medication. This news from CVS means that CVS won't fill Suboxone prescriptions either. So that makes it harder for Cerebral to move into treating that condition as well.
Done Health didn't respond to a request for comment. All right, coming up, Amazon wants to build devices that bring computing all around you. But it also wants those gadgets to keep you in the real world. We'll hear how the company plans to pull that off after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
Amazon may be known as an e-commerce giant, but the company also wants to expand its reach into the kinds of tech and devices that we use in our everyday lives. from designing robots that live in your home to providing internet from satellites. At the Wall Street Journal's recent Future of Everything Festival, Amazon's Senior Vice President of Devices and Services, David Limp, talked about the company's focus on tech that impacts the real world, not the metaverse, with WSJ Senior Personal Tech columnist Joanna Stern. Here are highlights from their conversation.
Dave, thanks for joining us here in person, not as a hologram or robot, but right here.
I think this is much better.
I know, and it's so good to see you because we've been through Zoom calls for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So it's you look great. So space internet, personal robots, self-driving cars. How do you decide on all these big future products? How do you decide we're going to bet on that thing next?
Yeah, I think the overarching one is it something that we can do that's differentiated? So it's not just a me-too product, that we can actually clearly communicate to a customer that it's something different. And then secondly, does it mean something to customers? Do they love it? You know, that's what you're really hoping to do. You're hoping to build something tangible that changes somebody's life in a meaningful way. And I think lately, though, we've overlaid that with success and scale comes broad responsibility. We are a bigger company now. There's no hiding that. And so if we can also overlay that love of product from customers with things that can actually make a difference for society, for the planet, then I also think that's a great intersection of what we should be inventing at Amazon.
Looking at the list of things you oversee, right? Personal robots, space internet, self-driving cars, indoor drones, and all those things occurred to me, they're about making our real world better. We've been hearing a lot at this conference and in tech right now about the metaverse. What are you thinking about the metaverse?
Do I believe there will be some form of place shifting and those kinds of things in the future? Absolutely. But I really do fundamentally believe, and I think it's what we're spending a lot of time on in my organization, that we want to enhance the here and now. I want to try to work on technologies, saying nothing against this metaverse, but I want to try to work on technologies that bring people's heads up, get them to enjoy the real world about them. And this idea of ambient intelligence and ambient user interfaces with Echo and Fire TV and others is all about kind of getting us there.
Explain to me in three words what ambient computing is.
An easy-to-learn communal user interface is what I would say.
I was going to say, from my conversations with you, computers everywhere.
I think that...
Or invisible computers everywhere.
Yeah, I think invisible is a very important criteria. It is a set of computing that's all around you in all sorts of different form factors, in your car, in an Echo, in your TV, and it is just there waiting, and it's easy to use. There's no training manual, and your kids can use it just as well as my 86-year-old father.
Yeah, and I got to kind of experience this. I tested your Astro robot a couple of weeks ago. It moved into my house. It is a great example of what you were just talking about, right? It roams the house. You can talk to it. It delivers drinks to my kids, my lazy, lazy kids. One thing, though, I found with this is it was very natural to interact with Astro. But it didn't necessarily solve a problem in my household. What are you thinking about with the future of personal robotics, especially with Astro, as you think about future generations, of what it will do for us?
Yeah. The first premise before we even put pen to paper on Astro is that we do believe, Amazon believes, I personally believe that if, and we could argue about the time frame, but somewhere between 5 and the next 10 years, every home's going to have some form of a robot. Many already do. But that spectrum of what robots you will have in your home, and I would argue you will have multiple, is going to be on one edge utility and the other edge companionship and everything in between. And what you'll try to do is build robots that fit that entire spectrum. And we talked about this when thank you for testing Astro. But
we miss Astro deeply in the house, I have to say.
I know a guy that can get you one. But what we do is we sort of look at a spectrum of that. And if your phone is on one end of that spectrum and a pet is on the other, Astro, as our first robot, fits closer to a pet than it does the phone. That doesn't mean it doesn't have utility. I got an email about a week ago from an elderly couple. Their kids had got them an Astro, and he had fallen. And he used the Astro and the live view to talk to their caregiver and the police at the same time. So it not only is a companionship for that couple, but it also served a really important need in that time of need.
So you're in homes, but you also want to be in space with Project Kuiper.
Yeah.
Why is this something Amazon wants to do? And also, if you could explain, just for those that might not know what Kuiper is.
Yeah, Kuiper is a LEO-based constellation, so low Earth orbit constellation, and it'll the makeup of its first phase will be 3,236 satellites. And so they go around orbit, and the goal of this is to provide basically fixed broadband, so broadband to your house. And so I think it meets a differentiating need, it meets a customer need. This is not a project that five people can do in a garage. You just can't. It literally is going to cost over $10 billion to make this project before we get to the first dollar of free cash flow. And so it does take large companies to be able to take on those big, risky projects. And I think Amazon is well positioned as one of those companies to be able to do it.
You've mentioned that Amazon is a big company. It's not a tiny startup anymore, which means you're facing quite a bit of antitrust scrutiny. We don't know what's going to happen with those, but say the company does have to be broken up in some shape or form. How would that affect your group? Have you thought about that? And if you were to be broken apart from sort of the e-commerce, e-tailer side, what would be the impact?
Yeah, I don't think about it at all. I do think about that we should be under scrutiny, certainly. I think any large company or institution, including government, should. And in not thinking about it, it's hard to answer the hypothetical. I do think it would be bad for customers and for partners if we were to do that, because the sort of genesis of the organization that I'm privileged and lucky to run is Kindle, you know, and Kindle was about this deep integration of a device and service, in that case, a bookstore. And that has propelled authors and publishers and all sorts of people to a much bigger business. And if we didn't have Prime and retail, we wouldn't have invented Kindle Unlimited. We wouldn't have invented a lot of these other things. So it's hard to imagine being able to invent at the scope that we do, hopefully on behalf of customers, I think on behalf of customers, without those deeply coupled ties to the other parts of Amazon.
Great. I have one last question. I'm sorry we don't have more time, but when will Astro wash my dishes?
I would love that robot, too. The dishwasher is the closest thing we have to that robot, but I want it, too. So if I can invent it, we will.
Okay.
And the team can invent it.
It needs to be able to put the dishes into the dishwasher and
take them out. I don't have young kids anymore, but also the pickup Lego robot.
Yep.
I wanted so badly.
Yeah.
That was like such a good robot.
No, Asher doesn't have to cry every time he steps on a Lego.
It's the worst, middle of the night, yeah.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you all for being here.
Bye.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want to listen to the full talk, check out the link in our show notes. And as always, for more tech stories, you can go to our website, wsj.com. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.